And now, in the time we have left today, let's change directions and find out about an initiative called the My TARDIS program. It's a new online data management system that's been developed at Monash University. And what I like about it is that it picks up a theme we've heard a lot about on this program over the past year and a half, the move within the scientific and research world to make data storage more efficient and to use technology to promote the sharing of knowledge. Here's Associate Professor Ashley Buckle.
So I'm a protein crystallographer, so I spend nearly all my time doing protein crystallography, and that involves trying to understand the shape of proteins. And in this technique, we take our biological samples to some great pieces of equipment, particularly the Australian synchrotron, which is now adjacent to our lab at Monash University. And we collect large amounts of what we call X-ray diffraction data. And in the last sort of 5 years, we were able to collect a lot of this data very quickly. And getting that data back to the lab has been a challenge. So typically we'd put it onto a hard disk. We're talking hundreds of gigabytes here. So we're always buying bigger and faster hard disks. And we'd then take that data back to the laboratory and process it and analyze it and do things with that. And I think because of the advances in technology the last few years, and we can collect very large amounts of data very, very quickly, then we're hitting a bottleneck in this method of, you know, putting it onto hard disks. That's the first thing. The second thing is that we found that, you know, once you get the data back to the laboratory and you're working on lots of projects at the same time, perhaps there's a possibility that data will get lost, it gets shelved, you'll maybe back it up on DVDs if you're lucky. And if you, a few months down the line, you find yourself searching for data and it's a real possibility that data's lost, and of course, this is a real shame. So a few years ago, we decided that there must be a better way of doing this. So we started a collaboration with a group of people at Monash called the Monash eResearch Centre. And what they want to do is they want to work with researchers like myself to help us solve our data management problems. And we got a very, very good collaboration going. And it was more of a sort of an intimate collaboration. So their guys work in my lab and we sort of work day to day together.
And this is a bit of a new trend, isn't it? This idea of having a software developer, if you like, embedded in a laboratory.
Absolutely.
With scientists.
Sure. I mean, I remember when we started this, a lot of people said, oh, it will never work because, you know, you have a clash of cultures here. And so what I did, I went and hired a couple of developers, young guys straight out of university. One guy in particular, Steve Andrulakis, graduated from Swinburne Uni, and I got him the day he graduated. And getting the people like Steve in the lab and putting them among scientists was a really frightening thing, I think, for him to do. But it worked fantastically because he's young and dynamic and loves to write code and wants some interesting, challenging things to work on. And we have lots of problems to solve. We grew it up that way, very organically. And that grew into sort of more of a collaboration with the Monash eResearch and convincing them to put more guys like Steve into our environment. Now it's great that it's a model way of proceeding in this new sort of multidisciplinary science.
And this project or this technique using the My TARDIS program, yes, it's about efficiency. Yes, it's about not losing your data. But it seems to me it's also about openness in science, isn't it? It's about collaboration. Mm.
It is, absolutely. So you have to realize that all of our work is publicly funded. It's funded primarily by the National Health and Medical Research Council and the Australian Research Council. All of this is funded by grants from these people and others. And so when we collect this data and make the results available, it's actually fundamentally important that we make all of the raw data available to everyone. And so this became very quickly a really important reason to do this. And I'd say, you know, the majority of scientists around me would agree that it's absolutely critical that we make our data available to the outside world.
And are there parallels between the way this program works and the idea of cloud computing, which we've talked about on this program in the past, storing and hosting information online in a central repository?
Absolutely. When we first started the project, we went to the IT guys at Monash University and we said, look, we have a problem. This could involve storing terabytes and possibly petabytes of data if we want to create a central repository, let's say in Australia. And of course, you know, the response was predictable. We just don't have that kind of storage. So the solution that we went along with was to actually what we call federate the data storage. And for example, at Monash, we have a small data store. It's actually a rather large data store compared to a lot of universities. We do have petabyte storage. But instead of storing everyone's data, Monash stores its data in at the university. But we encourage other people, Brisbane, UQ, for example, or La Trobe or Melbourne Uni, to have their own data stores. And we provide the software glue to link those data stores together. So it becomes a very cloud computing solution where the person on the other end, somewhere on the internet, finding the data, goes through the TARDIS website, doesn't really know where that data is. It could be at any of the federated data stores and doesn't really care. And equally, when you're collecting data at a synchrotron, then if you're traveling down to the Australian synchrotron from Queensland, you want ways of getting that data back to your home store, but you don't really care too much about the details and the technology of that home store as long as it's available typically at the other end on a web page.
And using this technique, I mean, if it's successful, I mean, if you get more and more people wanting to use this type of system, will that make it easier for scientists in various parts of the country, indeed the rest of the world, to reproduce experiments from other scientists and to combine data from multiple experiments?
That's a very good point. I think early on we realised that in any type of scientific experiment, there's only one way of really validating the experiment, and that's to reproduce it. And in order to do that, you need the raw data. And up until we started the TARDIS project, for the type of experiments we're doing in protein crystallography, that raw data is never available. And I have to admit, there's been cases in the last couple of years where some very high-profile studies on very medically important proteins have emerged where there's possible inaccuracies or overinterpretations in that data. Now, had the raw data been available, we could have gone back and validated it. And it's just genuinely a very fundamentally important thing for science as a whole.
Dr. Who? Dr. Ashley Buckle from the My TARDIS program at Monash University.